Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Journey of Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium, medical intuitive, and psychic. Tonight, we have a special guest, Randy Sands from Hollywood, Florida. She is a pet psychic, animal communicator, an internationally known creative dog groomer, animal massage therapist, devil Reiki master, designer of custom-made gemstone mala beads, and a leather carver and maker of high-quality handcrafted leather products such as journals, wallets, and messenger bags, which will be available at the Lilydale shops this summer and at the Casadega, Florida hotel. Welcome, Randy. Hello, John. Welcome, listeners.
Well, here's John, and here's Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hi, how are you? Nice to be here. It's an honor and a privilege.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Randy.
Oh, well, let's see. As you know, I'm in and out of Casadega and Lilydale quite a bit. And I own Artistic Clips Mobile Grooming here in Fort Lauderdale. And I also teach psychic development, animal communication, and we also work with tarot.
Now, there's a lot of dog lovers out there, including the people here sitting at the table. What do you do exactly with dogs and animals?
Well, believe it or not, communicating with animals is very similar in a lot of ways as communicating with the other side in general. You know, there's definitely things that we can get into that would help a dog stay in the home. For example, if there was behavioral issues, we've been able to assist vets every once in a while when they, you know, were doing testing and just couldn't quite put their finger on what may be wrong. So there's a lot of benefits to it. A lot of people do it even to find out if they're bringing another dog into the home, if that's a great fit.
Okay. Now, I'm a medical intuitive, and I know that if you say an animal's name to me, I could go visit them and go through their body just like we can go through a human body because they have all the same parts. Do you use the instinctive, intuitive side of yourself when you're working with animals?
Oh, definitely. I think we do when we work with anything that's living. I scan them. And, you know, I can, which I'm sure you do as well.
Right.
And, you know, it'll let me know when I'm in an area where there's inflammation, irritation, what have you. So, question, absolutely.
I want to tell a dog story. I know we all have our favorite pet stories. My uncle passed on many, many years ago, and he drank too much, and he unfortunately passed on in his 70s. And one day, you know, being a spiritualist, I was at home in Toronto meditating, and there he was standing at the end of my bed in a vibrant sweater looking 21, mischievous and full of energy, and he was holding a little blonde dog. I didn't really understand it at first. And then 3 years later, my daughter always wanted a dog, and that same dog came into our life that my uncle was holding. So we know it was the same dog. Actually, is that amazing?
It's not amazing. There are no coincidences. That was exactly the way it was supposed to be. And you were shown, because had you not, who knows, you guys may not have gotten that particular dog that was meant for you.
Actually, we believe the dog was my mother's dog who passed on. And so we named the dog Jemmy. But anytime I got angry or upset with the dog, I could feel my mother. Don't you dare touch that dog.
Aren't they amazing on the other side? You know, my aunt recently crossed over, and she came to visit. It was quite amazing when I found an apple down my hallway in the middle of the night.
Okay, we have a lot of people calling in tonight. I think there are a lot of pet lovers in this world and a lot of pet lovers listening to this show. So, Randy, our first caller is David, and he is from southeast of Boston, Massachusetts. And he would like to know about communicating with animals via tarot. David, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, David. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Hi, Randy. As a tarot card reader, I thought that was quite interesting, what you said. How is it different using tarot, if it is different at all, communicating with pets?
Well, that's a really good question. And in all honesty, when I'm working with pets, generally I don't use them. However, with that said, it can be used exactly the same way, which is what a lot of people don't understand. Anything that we do with people, we can do the same thing with animals. It's not much different.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. So basically, if a pet was to come through, they would come through in basically the same kind of format as a human would come through. Is that what you're saying? Or is it just
Correct.
An individual thing?
Correct.
Okay.
What I do, and, you know, everybody's different and everybody works differently. And there's no right way. There's no wrong way. When I'm working with animals, what I generally do is I connect with my main spirit guide. And I will use my spirit guide as a go-between with the animal spirit guide.
Oh, okay. All right. That's interesting. Okay. Awesome.
It just works well for me in that way.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. Well, thank you, Randy. And thank you guys for putting on the show and answering questions. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Interesting, you brought up a concept, Randy. Do animals have spirit guides?
Yes, everybody has spirit guides.
Wow, that's a nice concept. Now, what about, you know, like North American Native people may come through and show you a symbol of an animal or a wolf because they use, you know, North American people believe in animal totems, things like that. Have you had any experience like that yourself?
Actually, it's quite interesting. I have. I was very new to all this, and I was just learning Reiki 1. And I was doing Reiki on a woman I knew was a helicopter pilot. And all of a sudden, I started hearing an eagle. You know how they hover above and scream?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I turned into a tiger, and I went on a quest through this village, and it showed me all four elements.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was very interesting.
Thank you. We have another guest, Joyce.
We are welcoming Claudia from Alabama, and she has a question about her kitty cat. She wants to know what's really going on with her, figure out a diagnosis. Claudia, are you there with us?
Oh, I'm here, yes. Thank you.
Hi, yeah. Claudia. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Just a little beside myself. I don't know. My cat's been sick. Has some kind of virus. Well, they're thinking that he has some kind of virus, but I think it's just something else going on with the cat.
Okay, well, I don't want you to tell me. I don't want you to tell me about it. What I would like to do is it looks like we have your phone number written down here. And what I would like to do is I would like to contact you maybe tomorrow and see if we can figure out what's going on.
Oh.
Would that work
for
you?
Do you see anything? Yeah. Do you see anything going on with the cat now?
Well, the reason I would like to do that is the one area that animals are different than people is I generally like to have at least a photo in front of me. With animals, you know, they right. listen and they behave about as well as they did in human form,
right.
and yours are still in human form. But if you had past animals, which I'm sure you have because we all have, they could come
right.
in just as easily. So I like to at least have to make sure that I have a direct connect. And that's why I'm saying that I would like to contact you privately so we can take some time.
All right.
Does that
Will
work
that
for
be
you?
Free or do I...
Yes, of course. You can't have a health issue.
Oh, okay.
We can help him. We'll help
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's got a health issue, yeah. Right. So you need a picture of my cat?
Yes, I'll contact you tomorrow, and I'll give you my cell number. You can text it right over, and I'll connect, and we'll find
cool.
out what we can find out.
You got it. Thank you. So,
okay.
You want my phone number?
I have it here, sweetheart.
Oh,
they've
okay,
already put
great.
It in front of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's right. It's right there. It's right there. That's right. Great. I'm going to have to say it on the air. Great. I forgot.
Correct. Correct. So
right.
I'll reach out to you
So
tomorrow.
What time will you call? What time?
It'll probably be in the evening. Eastern time.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm here in Central. Right. Okay. I'll be looking for your call. Thank you.
All right,
Thank
sweetheart.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next we have Amy. I believe she's calling from Florida, Casadega, Florida, or maybe Connecticut, and she has a question about her beloved pet, Lexi. Amy, are you with us?
I am.
Hi, Amy. What's going on?
Oh, I lost my dog a few weeks ago. I just wondered if you, I don't know if you're doing messages from dogs or not. But I enjoy, I am in Florida. I'm in St. Petersburg right now. So.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about your dog, but there's definitely a black dog that's connected to your boys.
She's black and white.
Okay, so she's around. And,
yeah.
She's happy. There's nothing bad. She's not upset about the way she went. She's not upset about the life she had with you. She actually is telling me she had a great life.
Yeah.
So you did something right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
Is she still alive? Was she allowed on the bed when she was here?
I'm sorry?
Was she allowed on the bed when she was here?
Oh, yes. Yes, she was.
Well, then she still enjoys coming on the bed, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she's around all the time.
Okay, lovely. Thanks for phoning us, honey.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, John. Take care.
Thank you. Okay. So pets are very, very, very popular. And actually, sometimes when I'm giving readings also, if the person has a pet, they come through, and we feel their pets. So that's amazing. That's amazing. Do you have any pets that pass on that come around you?
Oh, nonstop.
Nonstop.
Nonstop. My house is like a parade between people and animals. It's a parade. We recently lost two elderly cats of our own.
Okay.
Spicy Kitty and Mama Kitty. Spicy was spicy. Don't get near her. She'd bite you 9 times with the speed of light. But I loved her. And we also had a dog, Prissy, that was very old. And out of them all, Mama probably took its biggest toll on me because I could never win her over.
Now, I have a question if either one of you can tune in. When I was a kid, we had a little Yorkshire Terrier named Pasha. And my question is actually sort of a hybrid between a psychic question and a pet psychic question. Because my mother randomly had the name Pasha pop into her head when my father brought her home in a Christmas stocking. And my mother just declared that this little puppy's name would be Pasha. And I would tell my Greek friend Eleni the dog's name, and she said, "I hate your mother. That's the name of the Turkish warlords." So I'm wondering if you could tune in and see if maybe there was like a past life connection of where my mom got this name, or if it was just gibberish that popped out. If you could tune in to our little cute little Yorkie Pasha.
I don't know, but did she snort?
You know how some dogs snort? Did she make noise?
Well, she barked. I don't know if it's what I call a snort. She may have been a snort.
I don't know why, but the minute you started talking about her, I got a pick. Did she snore when she slept? Like,
was she?
Well, my sister's cat is actually named Pig.
Oh, well, maybe that's probably what it was, because I very clearly got pissed. Very clearly.
My sister tried several other names, but the cat was literally a pig and constantly eating and trying to steal her chocolate right out of her hands. And actually, she can tell the difference between high-quality and low-quality chocolate, because the higher quality, the more the bag. And so none of the other names stuck except the name Pig.
Oh, yeah, the minute you started talking about your pet Pig just hit me. And I am still stuck on Pig. So you're going to have to turn to John for that one.
So what was the name of your pet?
Pasha.
Pasha. Okay. You know, I do believe, listen, if reincarnation is true and if human beings reincarnate, then obviously animals do also. Okay. Now, I don't know why I'm getting scenes of Napoleon's Day when I'm thinking about this dog, okay? Mm-hmm. And I get a feeling that the dog was trained to find people, So the dog that you had, what was the name of the dog again you had today? Your sister's dog? Your mother's dog?
Pasha.
So I'm being told that anytime someone came close to the home, like a lot of dogs do, she would sniff them. Pasha would sniff them out. Okay, so she's a good dog, a guard dog. But as I'm tuning into her, I'm being told that she had quite an attitude. Okay, and she thought that she was it. Well, maybe she was it.
I certainly put up with a lot of abuse from the five Kelly kids.
Okay, then she had to do that. Okay, yes, but it is true that if human beings can't possibly reincarnate, then animals can also, by the way.
Listen,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I'm still stuck on Pig.
Well, if you have any messages about Pig, I'm sure my sister would love it.
Well, yeah, the dog is with Pig.
Oh, okay.
That's why when you started talking, it took me a minute. When you started talking and I got Pig very clearly, and it just kept saying Pig. I was like, oh, my God, I'm stuck on Pig. And I had to start asking, what is this? So the dog just wants you to know that it's around Pig.
Okay. And my sister was a little bit worried about Pig because there's a baby on the way. The first baby, and she's afraid that, because Pig has gotten 100% of the attention. She is so spoiled, so my sister's just worried about how she's going to handle it.
Oh, no, no. This dog is taking care of Pig.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, so we want to remind you that this is Lilydale Radio. And actually, the brochures for Lilydale must be out right now. And so if you go into LilydaleAssembly.com, again, LilydaleAssembly.com, then you'll be able to download the website, and where all the different workshops for all the different people to hear from you. 818-739-8818. Again, that's 818-739-8818. So we hope to see you at Lilydale this summer. Well, do you have any interesting pet stories coming to visit their loved ones that are here? When you do readings, do you feel sometimes the pet ones, the loved ones being around their masters?
Oh, my goodness. There was a gentleman named Richard. When I was very, very new to this, as a matter of fact, he was probably the first animal communication reading I did. And he sat down with me. I was in a class. It was a developmental class. And I was the only one interested in animal communication.
So my teacher, Deirdre Abrami, worked with me in that arena. So she sat this gentleman down, and he handed me a photo. And I looked at the photo, and I said, "Sweetheart, this dog has transitioned." Mm-hmm. And he started bawling, and I started bawling, and we're bawling together. And I said, "Oh, my God, the amount of love between the two of you is just, it's taking my breath away." And I told him that the dog was showing me the ritual they had where they would get in the car and they would go together and the dog would sit on his lap and like look out the window. And he started bawling and I started bawling. And the two of us were there together bawling for about an hour. That was probably the most energy-draining reading ever, but it was a good reading.
I know that people just love their pets. I have several clients that phone me, and it's all about their pets, and
mm-hmm.
the pets who have passed on. And sometimes, you know, if they're going to get a new pet, well, do the pets in heaven know where the pets are
mm-hmm.
here? What do you think about this thought? You know, like when the Dalai Lama is chosen, and they put things around for the Dalai Lama. And if he chooses the right things, then basically they say that this is the Dalai Lama. What about pets, though? Do you think pets, this may be a silly question, do you think pets would recognize their toys or things that belong to them? If you put a bunch of pets, they didn't know which one to choose, and then you brought the pets from a dog that you just passed on, you know, do you think pets would recognize it?
Oh, I definitely think that there's things that go on. Oh, I think a lot of times when a pet passes on, it'll communicate with the new pet.
Okay.
And a lot of times it'll send that pet to certain things.
Right.
I'll have owners tell me, "Oh, my this dog is playing with the last dog's favorite toy."
Okay.
Well, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence. That dog is actually on the other side training this dog.
I've heard of that before. That's absolutely beautiful. We have somebody whose name is Joey on the line. Hi, Joey.
Yeah.
Oh, Texas. Oh, Texas is Joey. What is the question from Joey?
Okay, this is a question from Reverend Joey Gathering Beer, Dona, Arizona. He wants to know, can you work effectively spiritually heal others if you have infirmities in your body or similar problems in your life?
Okay. I would like to answer that. Padre Pio, who was a very well-known Catholic mystic, suffered with pain a lot through his life. And then in Montreal, we had a Brother Andre. Brother Andre basically suffered from pain all his life. He was a little monk. And if you go to Montreal, Canada, you'll see this church where people left their crutches behind. And even miracles like people's legs grew. But this man suffered through his life, okay? And then you have the very well-known person that we call John of God in Brazil. And he had a cancerous condition. So here he is, this amazing healer, but he still went to a doctor because doctors are also healers and angels work with the doctors to get the cancer out of his system. So yes, Joey, that's all true. And then there was a famous yogi, his name is Sai Baba, lived in the southern part of India, and he had problems with one of his organs, and that's how he passed on. But here he was, people considered him also a saint, and he passed on through normal causes with the body because that is all part of being human. Okay.
If you would like to call in and ask John or Randy Shan, animal communicator, a psychic, and medium, a question, or if you'd like to share a story of a beloved pet or a loved one in spirit or any mystical healing or encounter you've had, we'd love to hear from you, 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And Randy, I just wanted to ask you, how did you even get involved with this kind of work? I mean, did you just suddenly start hearing animal voices? Did you empathize with them? I mean, you're an internationally known dog groomer, so you do all sorts of fancy work on dogs' fur and all that. So is it just being around them so much? What is it?
That's a really interesting question with a lot of funny twists. It all started because I thought I was crazy. I would have full conversations with people on the other side, and I just thought I was crazy. And my spouse turned to me and said, "Hey, let's go to Casa Vega for the weekend." Okay, what's Casa Vega?
Excursion with Captain
Flora. Correct, but I didn't know that at the time. So we're driving, and she looks at me and she says, "Are you excited?" I said, "Excited? I don't know if I'm excited, but I just want to know that I'm not crazy." We walked into the bed and breakfast. The lady that owned the place walked out of the room, and there was another lady sitting there. She looks at me and she goes, "You know you're not crazy, right?" I said, "What?
Did you start looking for the cameras?"
I ran up the stairs so fast, I don't know how I didn't fall back down. So the next day, we're walking on the street, and somebody told me, "You know you're not crazy, right?"
Okay.
Then I went for a reading. The first thing out of the lady's mouth, Karen Beach, the first thing out of her mouth is, "You know you're not crazy, right? You're going to be doing this for a living."
Wow, amazing. Confirmation.
Right?
Three times.
Right?
A home run.
So it all started from there. And then I decided that I wanted to do meaningful work. Not that psychic work isn't meaningful, but I decided I didn't want to be the type of psychic that you go to, "Where's my love interest?" or "Where's my business?" or "Where's my whatever." I wanted to do stuff that, to me, was meaningful.
Comfort people.
Right, right. I wanted to be able to talk to the animals. I wanted to be able to help them stay in a home, help them, you know, with their health, whatever that may be. But I'm also interested in grief relief with people that have lost a loved one, that just are having trouble getting beyond it. And that's actually why now I'm doing far less readings. And what I'm doing more is I'm teaching, because I'm handpicking students, because within maybe a year, I want to start a facility of sorts where people can go for grief relief and animal communication. Who better to pick than students that I'm seeing every week, and I know what their capabilities are.
Now, did you already tell everybody about your, is it a third eye opening group that you run?
No, we didn't tell everybody, but yes, that's the name of the group. It's the Third Eye Meetup. It's in Fort Lauderdale. Normally I would be there right now. It's every Wednesday from 7 to 9, but we canceled in order to do this, and everybody was very gracious. Starting the second week in April, we're changing up slightly. Tarot is very connected with psychic work. It's a nice tool. It's not an end-all, but it's a nice reference. So the group talked about it, and come the second week in April, what we'll do is we'll separate an hour where we'll work on tarot, and then the next hour we'll work on psychic development exercises. So I think it's going to be a great combination.
Oh, sounds like an amazing our combination. Do you believe that that animals on the other side of life are like angels to some of us here?
I don't know that I would say like angels, because I hold that term in very high regard. But I also hold animals in very high regard, especially ones that have transitioned. I feel like they are there to comfort us. Could that be angelic? It could be. I mean, angels are definitely there to comfort us as well. I just feel they serve a different, a slightly different purpose, if that makes any sense. And that's just my feeling. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Now, people, human beings on Earth and in the spirit world have different states of consciousness. Do you believe that in the animal kingdom also there are animals that have different states of consciousness, or some have a little higher state of consciousness than others?
Absolutely, because when you're trying to communicate with them, you'll see. I believe that most animals have a higher state of consciousness, but there are some, like Spicy Kitty, I was telling you, I was never able to win her over. She just, something happened to her at some point in her life, and she just shuts down. She doesn't want to go beyond that certain point. She wants to stay in, or wanted to stay in her comfort zone. So, yes, I believe that to be true for animals as well as people.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So if you'd like to call in, you can phone in at 818-739-8818. This is Lilydale Talk Radio. Let me talk a little bit about Lilydale. Again, if you want to download the upcoming brochure book, LilydaleAssembly.com, LilydaleAssembly.com, and you'll have all the different programs that are going on there. At Lilydale, we have people from around the world who come and teach there. Brian Weiss, for those of you who are interested in regression, is one of the people that we'll be having this year. And at the Healing Temple, we also have twice a day, you can go sit in front of a healer and receive spiritual healing. And for those of you who are students, Lilydale is really an educational platform. And you can have an opportunity, if you wish, to stand up in front of hundreds of people and give your messages. And we're very compassionate. We love new students. And also we have something called Kids Camp. During the summertime, 1 week, the mediums teach the children. And boy, are they psychic. Anywhere from, I would say, 5 years old and to about 16 years old, you give them a psychic exercise, and there they are tuning into each other, and all the parents are looking with bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, oh, my God, what's going on with my child? Well, this is normal.
I have to talk about Lilydale.
Okay, and let me just add, for those of you with children or people who might be interested in Children's Week, which is run by Reverend Patricia Bell, she's amazing, and she started it a little while ago, and it's extremely successful. There are multiple workshops every day for children and teens, psychic development, mediumship, senior auras, and also healing. And there are just amazing teachers. John is one of the teachers, and of course, he brings in his quote unquote pet psychic Sadie, the little toy poodle that everyone loves her. And then there's Robert Pang, who is an internationally known Qigong healer and teacher. He's it's a wonderful opportunity. Of course, Lisa Williams also works with the students and many other amazing mediums, healers, teachers. And it's a wonderful opportunity if you have a child or a teenager who's interested in this kind of thing. And I believe that there's one or two opportunities for the teenagers to get up and give messages at Inspiration Stump during this time. And they're also welcome to take John's Sunday night home evening circle, where they learn a whole bunch of things.
I'm going to bust. Okay, I have to talk about Lilydale because they live there. I want to talk to you guys from my perspective. Lilydale has got to be my second spiritual home. And it is the most amazing place. I can never get enough of it. It's life-changing the first time you go, whether you realize it or not. And no matter where I'm at, I still go there and I still take classes, because no matter what, we're still developing, and that next person may have, even if it's one thing, it may be one thing that I need to hear to bring my abilities to the next level. As a matter of fact, this year, the program was so good, John, that we're taking separate trips.
Okay.
my other half will be there for opening week for a class. I will be there for the big class with Lisa Williams and Sharon the end of July and into August, which, of course, I'll be spending time with you guys, too. But, you know, you can never get enough of Lilydale. And I will tell you, people, if you ever go to Lilydale, go out late at night and take pictures of everything you can. The orbs are amazing. I've shown John some pictures I took by the stump where you can clearly see two huge crystals coming out of the ground that aren't there.
Fairy, too, right?
Fairy, yes. I've gotten pictures of fairies.
Let me tell you about my psychic pet. My psychic pet's name is Sadie.
Thank you.
I am psychic, but my memory goes off. Okay. So, Sadie, so here you have all these children. Now, listen. If you want to keep children's attention and entertain them, you've got to be bright, okay? I remember I was teaching a children's class one day, and a child in front said, when is this over? And I was smart enough to say, oh, about right now, actually, it's over, because I lost their attention. But I bring a little dog, and the dog is Sadie, and I pretend that Sadie's telling me about the children. So I look at Sadie, and I'll say, Sadie, would you like to speak to the people? And they put up their hands. And so a person will put up their hand, and I get their name, and I tune into their animals, their cats, their dogs, their birds, and all that. And Sadie, I really get things about them. I think I have the kids confused. I think that they actually, well, maybe it's true. Maybe it is all coming from Sadie. But they just delightfully, delightfully show it. We love teaching the children at Lilydale. Yeah. There's a saying in the Bible, blessed, you know, unless you enter the kingdom of God like a child, you have to have imagination just like a child. And that's absolutely beautiful. So, Joyce.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I just have to also mention there is a children's talent show at the end of Children's Week, which...
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of high energy, as you can probably imagine. I just wanted to... introduce our next caller. This is Sarah. She's calling from Western New York.
Okay.
And Sarah actually doesn't have a question about a pet. She has more of a psychic question. She says that she lives about, her and her husband and their little children live about 7 hours from their family, from the parents, and there's always kind of this pressure to move back, and, you know, her mother's getting older, and she's worried about her, and she kind of wants to know if she's being called to move back to Michigan. Sarah, are you with us?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Did I get that right? Did I summarize that right?
You sure did, yeah. Yeah, you did,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, honey, what's your mother's name?
Lori.
Okay, let me go visit her. Okay, when I'm with her, now remember I'm not a doctor, but I was standing up with her, and I saw her getting a little dizzy. Okay, but I get a feeling that she's very, very private. And I saw her when she first gets up in the morning. Of course, you know, when we all get up in the morning, we sit at the side of the bed and think about it. But she sits and thinks about it a little bit more. I'm going into the medicine cabinet with her, and I'm thinking I'm getting a little bit confused sometimes with the medicine. Am I taking enough medicine or too much medicine? So I get a feeling as time goes on, and I know that you know it's not good for your mother to walk around in the dark, okay? But I know as time goes on, your mother is going to need a little bit more attention. So what was
okay.
the question now? What is the exact question now?
Oh, man, now I'm really scared about her. No, I just, we live in Western New York.
If I heard you correctly... Your question is, are you, if I heard you correctly, your question was, are you supposed to be heading back that way?
Right, yeah. Should we live near my family in Central Michigan, or should we stay in the...
When I heard that question, the instant response I got was no.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that means that... they should come to where you are. I definitely see a situation coming where your mother is not, how would I say,
like assisted living type situation.
Oh.
You know, where she's not totally on her own, but yet she still maintains her independence. That's, to me, that's very important to her, is maintaining her independence.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be that you start looking into assisted living facilities within your region. And when
oh.
the time comes, you've had your research, and then you can make decisions.
Okay. Well, my father, my father is still living with, you know, I mean, they're
right
there,
but
yeah. Okay.
Right. But
maybe
you're saying,
okay. I hope you're looking far in the future. I don't know. Maybe
that?
You can't tell me that.
What?
What's that?
I'm getting about
oh,
a year.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I hope this isn't something that's going to be happening soon. Cause I hope that she's doing all right, I guess is what I'm saying for a while.
I feel a change in about a year.
Oh my goodness! Okay.
Well, I don't know. Let's see what John's getting. What are you getting?
Okay. Yeah, I also saw your mother in about a year from now. Now remember, one of the difficult things is to tell time, and our time was mine. But I got an image of your mother in the house, and being a little bit more housebound. I saw her walking downstairs and having problems walking downstairs. So she and I saw your dad helping her. But again, as time goes on, again, this is only our interpretation. We're not doctors. I get it.
Yeah.
Your mother needs some assistance in helping her to do her daily duties.
Okay.
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 Okay. So remember that we're not doctors. We know. We
no,
know
no, no.
That,
I know. I know.
Yeah. We know that you're. We know you said this, but we know that your dad is there with her also.
And also,
right.
I'm not saying that the change that I see is a bad change. I'm not necessarily saying that. I just see a change, you know, and like maybe they may want to decide to come your way, and that can be the change. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just can't imagine them ever doing that, but maybe. I don't, maybe, yeah. Okay, so
you never
don't
know
think
what
I
do
should
we
go
older.
Towards. Yeah, so you don't think I should go there. You
no,
both agree
I,
with? Okay.
Yeah, we both agree
yes.
with that.
Okay,
we both agree
okay.
With that.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you very much for calling us.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
thank you.
Right.
Okay, take care. Okay, bye.
I'm sorry. Renee, were you getting one other thing for Sarah? Just that she's, you know, she's in the right place. Everything's going well.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Okay,
and
thank
for,
you.
Okay. For those of you guys listening who are interested in calling in and asking a question or sharing a story, the number to reach us is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And you are listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium, and Randy Sands. I don't want to say Hollywood, but you're not officially Hollywood. You're near Hollywood.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. She is an animal communicator, pet psychic, medium, an internationally known dog groomer, and artist. You carve leather. You make.
I do too many things. I do far too many things.
Tell us about your carving, your leather. That sounds very
really
interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be at Lilydale.
I do leather carving. I only do spiritual type work where. One of my favorite things to make is journal covers. And I love to pick designs. One of them I just did recently was Merlin, the wizard. He's on sale right now in the Casadega Hotel. But it's very high-end. I use the thickest leather, and I will find a really nice metaphysical design that I like, and I'll put it onto the leather, I will carve it out, and you know what that entails, that small tools, and tap, 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 tap,
right.
until you get it all done.
Right.
Then, you know, painting it, coloring it, and staining it, and sewing it, and putting it, I do everything by hand.
Beautiful.
So, you know, one particular journal will take a long time.
You know, like I'm looking at you, I'm not supposed to be doing this, but I feel North American natives around you. Do you have a North American native guide?
my parents had a very close friend that was Chippewa Indian, and she passed when I was 15. Always around me.
That's beautiful, because when you talk about your artistic work and your craft work, I get a feeling that she comes and gives you a hand, and I feel that she inspires you, and I believe that she always kind of knew that you were a little different.
Yeah.
Okay? And so she loves to come and work with you. Okay, you're talking to Lilydale Radio, and we hope that we're going to see you this summer. What about sending healing? Now, we do absent healing, to people. Do any people out there want us to send healing to their pets? So let me just say a prayer, but let's concentrate it to the pets also. We ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from our bodies and minds and to restore us to perfect health. We ask this all in sincerity and honesty, and we will do our part. Okay, do you send healing to pets? Do people actually phone you or talk, say, can you send healing to my pet? Do you ever encounter that?
All the time. As a matter of fact, I briefly, knowing that I was going to do this guest spot, I briefly tried to reach out to a gal in Georgia. She has a horse named River. And River had gone with its eye.
Okay.
And this gal was just worried sick that River was going to lose her eye. And I told her, I said, stop worrying. It's all going to be fine. And I lit some candles for River. And I have to tell you, she ended up taking River, I don't know how many hours away from her home, to see a specialist. And they saved her eye.
Wow. It was amazing.
Okay. And so, Joyce, we have somebody special online that wants to know about.
She wants to know about her dog receiving Reiki and a funny reaction the dog had.
Oh, yes.
This is Anna calling from Tampa. Anna, are you with us?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you. So if I understand right, you were giving Reiki to your dog yesterday and the dog became anxious?
So he got as soon as I started, he got anxious. He looked at me like, what are you doing? And he got up, and it took me like about 4 to 5 minutes, because he started to walk away from me, and it took me about 4 to 5 minutes with me talking to him and rubbing him, and finally he laid down. And then it's funny, because when he laid down, he stuck his head behind this mattress that we have up and almost hit his head, and then and he's a 92 pound dog, so and he's about 10 years old, so I was able to give him Reiki, but I just haven't seen that kind of reaction before.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you two things. Number one, it doesn't surprise me at all. That's actually more common than what people realize. They're very, very sensitive to it. And when he looked at you, that's probably exactly what he was thinking. What are you doing to me? So one of the things that we have to do is we have to talk to them and let them know what we are doing or going to do. Believe it or not, they do understand. We have to ask them if they will accept it. More importantly, when we start doing Reiki, it's very important that we ask the universal energies to only give the dog as much as it will tolerate, okay? And I would also start doing Reiki from across the room instead of directly onto the pet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you may not want to do that again with a 92-pound dog. I mean, just saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a gentle dog. You know, he's a gentle giant. He thinks he's a lap dog. He's not. So he's my puppy. All right.
I'm just playing with you.
Right. All right.
That's beautiful.
Interesting show. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay.
Great show.
Okay. Okay. I used to have this beautiful cat, and every time I would sit in a corner and meditate, the cat would wander over and want to sit on my lap. Is it true that they say that cats are producing alpha brain waves most of the time? And so when we meditate, we almost get on the same level as them, and they're attracted to us. Some people say also, I don't know if it's true, that dogs sometimes produce a little bit of more of what is known as beta wave, brain waves. That's a little bit closer on a higher scale like human beings. Do you have any experience with when meditating? How do you think it affects the animals in the area?
Well, I can tell you when I meditate, I've got the whole farm. I have got the entire farm with me. I don't know why, but I have a zero gravity chair, which I had to go to, and I got the double wide. Now, I don't think I'm that fat. So I don't mind being fluffy. But I have two big dogs and generally two cats up on the chair with me when I meditate. Can I say for sure why that is? Your theory, I would definitely subscribe to your theory.
Okay.
Can I say absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt? No, but I'm a definite subscriber.
Okay. Yeah, cats produce, they say that the reason, one of the reasons why cats are more independent, you know, they're producing alpha brainwaves. For instance, when we meditate or we're having a lot of fun or we're in an artistic frame of mind, you know, when we're in a light sleep, we're also producing alpha brainwaves. So the cats are kind of really cool. The cats are just there. You could say cats are very, I think we need to learn how to become mindful from cats, actually.
Or mindless.
Or mindless.
Mindless would be good.
Okay, we have actually a text from Pamela in Northport, Florida. She has a question about her beloved dog, and we just need to be clear that this dog is her daughter. It's not just a pet, it's her daughter.
Okay,
so Chenille is the name of the dog, and she wants to, Pamela would like to know how long feel Chenille will stay with her. She needs healing thoughts. She's recovering from surgery.
I don't see Chenille going anywhere anytime soon. I really don't. And I'm not going to give a time frame because, you know, I just don't think it's appropriate to do. But I can say that I don't see the dog going transitioning anytime, like right away. I really don't. I think she's good.
How about her recovery from surgery?
I think it may be a little bit slow. And I'm not grounded in or anything, but I think it's going to be okay. It may be a little slow. There may be some ups and downs with the recovery, but I think all in all, it's going to end up, you know, being fruitful.
Okay. And one other question. Do you feel that Chenille has anything that she would like to communicate to Pamela? This is for either one of you.
Okay. Well, I had an impression when you were talking that Chenille is going to stick around as long as her mother
wants to.
Yeah, as long as she wants it, but as long as her mother needs her, okay? And I get a feeling that you'll have some dreams about this beautiful dog. And after the dog does go home, and it's only up to God when any of us go home, this dog will be with you and come and communicate with you. But this dog is here to help you also with your emotional healing and give you a little bit more confidence in life.
But it's also important to add, and I wasn't going to say what you said, you can't be selfish though either. The dog will stay as long as, you know, you need it to, but I'm going to caution you that, you know, when that time comes in the future, down the road, whenever it is, we also have to be mindful that we're respectful to our babies and what have you as well.
Okay. Okay.
And now we have just a general question. A lot of times mediums, I guess there's a split camp between mediums who feel that you need to protect yourself from lower level energies and spirits, and that they're sort of, I don't want to know if I should call it a hierarchy, but as far as pets go, it's hard to imagine there could ever be a lower energy pet. In your experience, has there been anything like that?
Listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. You're laughing. I don't worry about anybody or anything. I'm doing God's work. And as long as I'm doing God's work and I'm honest and I'm doing all the right things, I don't think I need to worry about anything, because there's nothing more powerful than God
and the universe. Well, thank you so much. And before we end the show, I just wanted to ask you, we didn't really touch on it, but I just wanted to ask you about your animal artistry. You've been doing that for how long, and how long did you become internationally known for it?
Oh, my goodness. I have been doing the short-haired coat carving for probably about 6 years now. I'm really the only person in the country that does it to the degree. You see the kids with their head, the design shaped in their head. I do whole murals down dogs, short-haired dogs.
Murals?
So I travel a lot and I teach. And as well, my work is known probably in somewhere between 19 and 22 countries right now.
So what kind of things do you carve into the dog's hair?
Well, the one that I'm the most known for was on my dog, and it's Rose's, her name's Pearly Rose, and she's black, but her skin is white. So if I carve a rose, I literally get a pearly rose. So it was a whole mural of roses, and on the back hip was a big heart with a ribbon tied around it.
So actually, if people want to see your artwork or get in touch with you or get a session to communicate with the pet, or, you know, a loved one in spirit, a human loved one, how would they do that? You have a website?
I do, but probably the easiest way to reach me, I mean, if somebody wants to reach me and they want to reach me right now, if you Google my name, I'm not hard to find. But Facebook, Randy with an I, R-A-N-D-I, Sands, like on the beach, but lots of it, S-A-N-D-S, and you can't miss me.
Well, thank you so much. We really enjoyed having you on the show. Do you have any advice for people who really, really struggle with losing a pet? You know, for a lot of people, a pet is like a child, and they will tell you it's no different than a child.
People aren't going to like me, because the reality is they don't go anywhere. They live forever. You know, they're with you all the time. I know when mine are with me. I can go outside and I'll be like, spicy kitty, I love you. I know you're here. You know, they're with you. If we open up and we clear our mind, we know when they're there. You know, we do.
So you're saying to those people who are struggling,
they've
never left.
Yeah, and we never lose them.
We have a little dog licking our feet right now. I guess she knows what we're talking about and she likes it.
Exactly. We never lose them. They're always there.
One special question for Gloria. She has a beloved pet who passed on a spirit. Do you sense her pet with her?
It's always with her. It's always there. She just needs to relax, to clear her head, and she's going to feel the dog. It's there.
That reminds me of a story. There was a famous man, his name is Ramdas, and his teacher was passing on, and Ramdas said, please don't go. And, you know, the teacher says, where could I possibly go? We're here. We've always been here, and we always will be here.
Amen.
Amen. And thanks, Randy, for being
here. My pleasure.
Thank you, honey.
pleasure.